Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Want to have a bright and shiny sheen? Clean your screen with a Nice and Clean.
Ooh. Oh, I love when you write jingles.
Yeah. They could actually do that.
Hit a pole with your car, ruptured your spleen, make it all better with a Nice and Clean.
Rub some Tussin on it.
Put some Tussin on it, add some water, shake it up, mo Tussin.
Then it's nice and clean. Nice and clean. Anyway, these are the Walmart wipes that I...
Now, can you actually use them on a Walmart to make Walmart
clean? I ran out of
my
Amazon wipes, and I didn't know I was going to be short, so I had to run out to the Walmart and get...
Do you think wipes are a big ruse?
Oh, that's why I brought it up. I believe that they are the biggest ruse in the world.
How come?
I think we could Jack Kent Cook the whole situation. I think you're talking
Oscar
about
Oscar doesn't know what you're talking about. You got to know
a little. You get a little rubbing alcohol. You get a little. There's a, well, look at the ingredient. Hold on.
Well, it's going to be alcohol and some sort of fibrous.
Jack Kent Cook cleaned his windows with newspaper and ammonia.
There vinegar. It is, and yes. Vinegar, but that's good that he
was very good.
That's pretty good, isn't
nice
it?
Nice recall.
Hey, welcome. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We have a major, sounds like a major development, because in the middle of me asking equipment questions of Rob and Pony, Oscar blasted in and right out of the gate said something about our intern, Mac, that he broke up with Mac. Just for history's sake here, Mac.
Happy birthday, by the way, Mac.
Oh, it is his birthday.
Yeah. Mac. Is Mac here today?
He's not. No.
Mondays and Fridays, Mac, Mike, when he wants to.
Mac was, just hold on, we'll get to it in a second here. Mac was producing for Tech 411. You gave him that little
boy
nugget.
Was he.
And Oscar really did that, to the best of my memory, as kind of a bone to throw to Mac to get him to, you know, expand his horizons a little bit and learn
to
the
build
board
him up.
Yeah. And learn how to produce.
Can I run a clip from the most recent Tech 411 that features Mac?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go.
Used panty vending machines.
That's right.
Mac.
So when Oscar came in and said, I broke up with Mac.
And this has been a few days coming, if you really want to pull the curtain back.
Yeah, but the thing is, you could break up with him on Tech 411. You could break up with him as an intern for the Mike O'Mara Show. Or what I predict is you could break up with him on your video game.
Oh, great question, Mike. This is why you're a broadcasting professional.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Because
thank you,
you know
much.
There are many layers to our relationship between Mac and I.
Oh, he is right. The chocolate and tort of friendships.
Mac and I, just now, so far, we are broken up on our PC gaming Overwatch.
Yes. The thing, Overwatch, and that's what I predict, because that's the area where you and Mac have been most contentious.
Yes.
You have not been getting along on that. And it's because, you know, from what I read, it's from Mac's arrogance and his skill level being a bit cocky with the gaming. And so he's no longer playing with you. Did he break up with you or did you break up with him?
I broke up with him, Mike.
Oscar, I don't want to betray any confidences, but yes. Can I bring up something that we discussed at the gym regarding Mac?
No.
Okay.
Thank
just
you.
About his.
But how do you betray? You already betrayed by asking to bring that up.
No.
That was off air, you mallet head.
No, it's not really a betrayal because it's a theory we shared.
No.
All right.
No.
All right.
No.
All right. For background, Oscar.
I can never tell you anything. You're just as bad as a chick.
Oscar plays this game. Can you please describe the PC game you play once again?
God.
Real quick, though, because
it really does make
my brain
hurt. It kills
hurt.
You as well. Look, this is how not into this game I am.
Right.
It's a distraction. It's a very expensive distraction, and it's a lot of fun.
A trifle.
I don't know if it's an open world for a shooter. I don't know if it's I'm living in a la-la land type of world where I just get away from this gaming, and it's a...
Overtime.
You're self-hypnotized.
Yeah, I just want to get away.
Yeah. You, well, that's what it is. That's what video games are about.
Anything, especially conflict that follows Mac every time he plays.
Okay, so you play this game online and you play it with other people.
Friends, listeners, like, people in Vietnam.
Yeah.
The whole gaming thing is based on playing online. I mean,
yes.
I have to go through so many different layers when I log on to my Xbox 12
live.
Or whatever it
yes.
is.
One.
Because I
we'll
don't
do it live.
I play offline. I don't care to have a headset on.
It almost doesn't let you play online. It pushes
you. It almost
you.
Doesn't
pushes
want you. You to.
Pushes you.
And it really takes a long time to load up because
right.
I'm not doing it. It sucks. I hate that. But you do the traditional thing, which is playing socially with people. And Mac was in your little world. And apparently he's played for years.
Literally.
And I'm not exaggerating. He has actually logged almost a year of playing, which is stunning to me, which means it's all he does, so he's good at it.
He's
there
an
is the
expert.
Setup. What is the latest and what happened? Please tell me.
Okay, so with Mac, I treat him with kid gloves at all times because I remember this kid that used to sit in here that was meek and shy and really didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. So I, over the years, I felt like I've taken him under my wing and said, let's build you up, son. There's more to life than just orange sweatshirts and beanies that are 5 years old.
Build
right?
me up, buttercup.
Yes. And
he lives, Mike, from one bag of barbecue chips to the next. It is a very segmented, regimented life.
Oscar or Mac does?
Mac. Mac. Oh, that's what he does. Because remember, right. he said he needed them to keep his salt levels up. And I said, you know, you can take salt in a pill. He says, yes, yeah. but I like chips.
Okay.
He likes chips.
let's stick to the topic, please. So, right.
Well, no one likes to pick on interns more than Rob. You got to remember
yes.
that. He gets satisfaction even when they're not here.
I come by it here, honestly.
And this is not, I'm not picking on him. And I really, I feel like I shouldn't even be talking about this without him here. But he doesn't deserve that much respect.
Right.
So let me tell you.
Well, he's also, he's here when he chooses.
Yeah, it's so look, he comes and goes when he wants. And I appreciate right. his help. But this has nothing to do with that. I think it's really the juxtaposition of the guy I know in here and the guy that I see in that virtual world. In that virtual world, he is the troll of all trolls, mm-hmm. a know-it-all, and he relishes, I feel personally, in conflict. And so, if, for example, we're playing.
He's obnoxious.
He's obnoxious. He
yes.
is obnoxious.
With a capital
to the point,
O.
Mike, someone will say, there's this new update in the game. Who cares what the update is? I keep playing because I live a life, right?
Mm-hmm. And what? Give me the layman, the person that is
okay.
not obsessed with this game. Give me as simply as you can an example of
okay,
Mac
I'll give
at
you the
his
weather.
Most obnoxious.
I'll give you the just the say we're talking about the weather.
Something's pissing you off.
Yes, the weather is 70 degrees.
Yes,
right. Let's say, hey, it's nice outside. The weather's 70 degrees right now. He will say it's actually 70.5.
Ah, that's all. That's perfection. You to me have just given an example. Oh, that's great. Me. That's what
yeah,
I
yeah,
would
yeah.
say.
Exactly. And it's not even
like
to
that.
Me, because I don't know what the weather is in this virtual world. It's all these other nerd nicks I play with that just like decide to like throw this out there as just kind of banter as we're playing this game trying to kill
now,
that
when
team.
When he's doing
from Vietnam.
That, when you're having the banter, is it the temperature within the game or is it just the temperature outside?
No. The temperature is just an analogy. He'll argue anything.
And to that
anything.
Point, after you have the weather argument in the studio, when
Wait,
you're leaving
stop, guys,
after the show.
Because I'm confused, because it's not an analogy.
You're not.
So
the weather is an analogy, Mike. I'm giving you an example of how nerd-nicky and
oh,
how.
Okay, so you don't have a real weather discussion.
No.
He's just bogged down in all details.
He's nerdy within the game with details. Now
yes.
I get it. You were using an example.
An example, right? I'm sorry, that's an example, not
right,
an analogy.
Right.
So
right.
the example is he'll give you the 70.5,
mm-hmm.
and then something else, and then it turns into like a. Like a really weird argument between all these people.
Someone will say, hey, listen, 70.5, what's the difference? And he will say, well, it's 0.5.
Yes.
Yes exactly.
And he will go on like that.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting it.
Yeah, so
getting
so
it.
That's fine one time, right?
But it has nothing, you never have a real discussion of the weather.
No,
you have some
no.
Nerd.
So every,
like Warcraft, Dungeons and Dragons,
every
BS.
Every time.
Roll a 20 sided dice.
He's
to one see the humidity.
Upping everybody within this 15 to 30 minute game we're
right.
playing. And finally, someone yesterday cracked and started yelling at Mac. And I said, I know this guy. This guy is a solid guy, and if Mac is inciting this reaction from this guy who's an adult,
right,
a grown up,
and Mac actually points something out. This is my mistake here. Mac said he said to me, because we were talking about the Nintendo DS. I mean, the Nintendo Switch coming out. Right. Who cares? And he says, it's not for you. You're almost 40. I'm 25. Oh. And then that resonated in my head.
He said that to you?
Yes.
Okay, so he's got his... Okay, that's where... And I've heard bits and pieces of this. This is where he has some social issues, which...
Some.
You know... We collect people with social disabilities.
We all have social issues.
We do.
We all have our social issues.
Hi, Pony.
We're the land of misfit toys.
You know.
Yes. King Moon.
Well,
Racer.
You know, don't exempt yourself, Rob. I mean, you know.
Oh, God, tell me about it.
There are not many people that still MC elementary school events where their kids aren't
just
going.
Wants to be loved.
That's all I want. I live to entertain. I crave approval.
Mine are more kind of traditional, decadent, degenerate gambling.
Yeah, yeah.
Drinking,
we all have our vices,
you know,
Mike. Mm-hmm.
That type of thing.
So this guy rages out on him, and Mac didn't deserve it, right?
But so he went over the top, is what you're saying?
Yes, and I had to talk him off the ledge. But then I sat there and I said,
Mac had to be talked off the ledge?
No, no. Okay. The adult, the other adult on the line that
actual
we were playing.
You had to say, hey, calm down, Skippy. Yes. You're really getting on my intern here, and he doesn't deserve this much. He said, well, this guy's an asshole.
Yeah, well,
is that what it was?
Something like that, right? He basically calmed down, and it ruined my experience. All I wanted to do was escape instead of dealing with this nonsense.
Yeah, you don't need the drama. This is where you want to hide from your drama.
Save
you want to play your game mindlessly.
For your mama.
And he's so happy with that. He's so happy with that. So basically, because everyone's like, last game.
I'm encouraging him right now.
Everybody's like, last game, because at this point, things have been ruined. The game has been ruined.
Ruined.
So we all call last game. We go out with a victory.
Is that traditional that you call last game?
No, it's usually people call last game because it's 1 a.m. and they have to work the next day, right?
Okay.
So
right.
someone will say, last game, guys.
Yeah, and then everybody follows suit. That's all it is,
all right.
Right? But it's last
Except
game.
Except for Mac, who says,
is there a chance we could just do one more?
Oh, no, anyway. You know what he said? I just got on.
Oh, so.
Like, it's the same. It's everything.
Oh, it's on his schedule.
So he's a contrarian.
Yes.
Is what he is.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's a contrarian. We get a little taste of it in here. We have a lot of contrarians here, but
No, we don't.
Okay, so you broke up. How did the breakup
go? I get offline, and I said, unfriend. Like, I don't even need you in my space. Like, you just ruined my I was like, why am I dealing with this?
And it's late. Your fun time is over. And
it's
this
ruined.
Is this is replaced drinking for you.
Yes.
And you're pissed.
Yeah, well, I'm annoyed.
He,
I'm like,
he tainted
what am I
the
doing?
Experience.
Like, I just wanted to escape. And everything was fine until he came. Right? He came on.
What time did he log on?
11:30.
Okay, so he's totally. That is just the. That is that. That's when he comes alive.
Sure.
And,
he has big saucer-like eyes. And
something resonated before I actually unfriended him. I said,
second time you've done this.
Yeah,
though,
second
right?
time. I said, he's right. Like, he's 25. I'm almost 40. And by the way, he's not like a mature 25. He's 25 living at home, so he's really 16 in his head.
Yeah.
This is what a little brother would do to me. This is what it would drive me nuts.
So
we
you unfriended him.
We shouldn't
what did
play
he do,
anymore.
What did he do after that?
So
was there
as soon
contact?
As I got off, he knew that I was like kind of annoyed because I got off as well. I was like, all right, guys, last game, I'm out, right? So he writes me, goes, he writes something that like a chick would write. He texts me. He says, How rude. No happy birthday. Like, that's what he writes to me.
Oh,
so I wrote, happy birthday, Mac. I unfriended you. This is just a fun game. And every time you get on, people go crazy. I was like, and you relish in it. And I don't know what's going on. I said, we can still have our podcast to work on. Mm-hmm. I said, but I don't think it's right that we play together because all that happens is you get under people's skin and then either they get in a bad mood or you argue with them at every point and it just seems like this isn't something we should be doing together.
All right, with the bushel of Mac apples that you have, all of Mac in a basket, right?
Yes.
And this rotten apple that is Overwatch is still in this basket.
It's ruining our friendship.
Is it going to ruin podcast Mac?
Oh, did you see what he wrote 7 hours ago?
No!
Is battle.net, is that the thing you guys play?
Yeah, yeah, we're on battle.net.
Okay. Here's what he wrote. Did you see what he wrote?
No!
Well, let me write my birthday greeting to him.
Mike!
Hold on.
It is his birthday. He's 20 how much?
Who knows?
Oh, well, you know what? He's having a great birthday.
He's under 30.
Yeah, he is.
I know that.
Yeah, I think you'll like what I write. I'm balancing things out.
Okay.
What are you writing him?
I am writing, happy birthday, my friend. Your...
Wonderful. Okay, this is what I read.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. I just posted
Mike,
it.
Just quickly, to give you full context, this is it. He writes.
You're wonderful.
Can I give you what he said?
No, no, let me give you full context. Whatever you, I'm trying to set you up, all right? Because I know this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
All right.
At 12:04 a.m.
Blizzard Entertainment.
I write Mac. Mac writes me because I had logged off. He goes, Mac actually wrote me because my phone just booted up. No happy birthday ? So inconsiderate. That's what he writes me.
Okay,
right?
And that's 4 minutes into his birthday.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I write, happy birthday, I unfriended you. Not your fault. People can't handle your shtick. Don't need people yelling during my Overwatch time. And then Mac writes, I had no shtick. You mentioned the Switch. I said the release date, and then Goose started yelling at me. That's my friend online.
Sure. Goose, Mike.
Maverick, Goose,
like,
nice man.
Like a chick, I write, you seem to pull that out of people. You are not to blame. He goes, then why are you blaming me? And I said, you always correct people or question people. And that slowly erodes into conflict. You seem to relish in that conflict. I hate conflict.
Yeah.
So I'm removing the ingredient. We will always have podcasts to work on together. We cannot just continue playing this dumb game online. And then he writes this. This is where you're like, oh my God, this guy's being serious.
Right.
He's letting me know that like he's has an issue, right? Anybody with any social IQ, even if it's in the low percentile, single digits, would say, my friend is having a one-on-one conversation, letting me know that it's not that fun anymore. He writes, I don't know why you're spinning this in this result, but it's fine. It's fine, he says. Yeah. I'm still going to be playing with Max and Goose and others. Like, he doesn't see, like, I'm telling him not to play anymore? No.
Well,
he's shoving it in my face, and he goes, I came online to tell you everything was cool. I don't think that was even legitimately angry in the first place. Yada, yada, yada. I said, no spin here. I'm out. See you Friday.
Wow. You know what about Mac? He loves to prolong.
Stop texting me, Mac. No more communication.
Right. He will prolong it.
Oh, I think you should communicate with him. Here's what he writes 7 hours ago.
Yes.
I cleared house of my battle.net friends list. Re-add me if you still want to play together.
Oh.
Damn.
So he showed me.
Yeah, Oscar. The way you can get back at someone for unfriending you is to not be their friend. What?
Right.
I think so.
That's the way to do
it. Actually, I think that was probably the best move he could have made.
Mm-hmm.
And
he proactively burned the church down.
I think we successfully have another IDC moment. I truly do.
IDC?
I don't care.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion, and hopefully we'll go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat. Wait. Then it changes back into a smaller kangaroo, and then it goes out like a wild dingo. Now, it's not Australia. Now, you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now, look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now, listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. But that's not the weird part. No, no, the weird part is the frog. The frog part is... The weird part is...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara loves Speedway Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
I almost forgot to play it this year, and I'm glad I remembered.
It's almost, that's 40 years old, and I still laugh. What kind of comedy holds up that well over 40 years? That's pretty damn good.
Worm-eating Fernbird.
Your hysterical, drug-addled soul, John Belushi.
Yeah.
Belushi. Wow, I love that. We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 800-920-MORE. That's, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. We used to do a thing called Wide Open Wednesday. Now we just
those were the days.
We get one. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint. Our friends at Vistaprint are all about supporting small business owners. They are the place to go for any custom products for home or office. But this one Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. It's an effortless and inexpensive way to promote your business anytime, anywhere. People used to send their cards to Rob. They don't anymore.
Send them in. Please do.
What are you doing to... I'm holding you. Next time I do a Vistaprint commercial, you better get some cards, pal.
Okay,
it's not
pal.
On me anymore. I want you to get cards.
All right, people, don't let me down. Don't make me look bad.
That's great. We all have made Vistaprint business cards. We love them. Totally customizable front and back. You can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, or even raise print. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, Vistaprint.com, use TMOS. That's it. Welcome to the... The end of February, beginning of March. Favorite time of the year. Blissful. Always great.
We
16 days to say. No, it's the malaise. It's always that. When you do what we do, it's that time of year where we need to snap the underwear, around the waistband and get, yes, Oscar
Santana. Full disclosure, speaking of snapping underwear, I just texted Mac because he keeps
oh, my God,
yes,
are we still on
yes,
the Mac thing?
I have written Mac. I am not comfortable communicating with you outside of the studio. Stop texting me.
Oh, so he's texting you?
Yes.
Let's call him up.
No!
We have to get this. I like to, you know, I like to
Mike,
solve things.
Yeah.
Like when a colleague says he's not comfortable.
Mac or it's either call Mac or I'm just going to bitch about the February-March malaise.
Let's call Mac.
You know, Mac sort of, I think, is
first
one of the
of
ingredients
Lent.
In the malaise.
First day of Lent.
Let's give up not calling Mac for Lent.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Hold on, let me find this number here.
You're finding him?
Yeah, I'm finding him on the web.
Yeah, so
the
anyway,
dark web.
I mean, it's just this is the, I call this the paranoid time of year as we, before we really get into spring, I worry about the show. People send business cards to Rob Spiewak from their Vistaprint accounts, and when they stop, Rob doesn't give a rat's ass, but
no, that's,
I get,
that's not
I get,
true.
I get terribly
concerned. Have you solicited on your Facebook
it.
Page?
Yes,
no.
I have. Yes, 3
when?
Solicits this week.
3?
Yes, on the fan page.
Why come
on the
they're not? But they're
not going to get here overnight.
Spin it the way you spin the stuff that the people get motivated.
Draw a sweepstakes.
People, what call you Mac. Need to know is this. Okay, we're ringing.
Yes, ringing.
Okay,
ringing.
We're calling Mac.
I'm going to let you do the talking.
Okay, I think that'll be a good
you
idea.
You too, Mike.
Hello, gentlemen.
Did you get my Facebook message, Michael McIntosh?
I did not, but I did watch you text that on the show.
You what?
I'm watching the show live.
Hey.
Oh, good. I wrote, happy birthday, my friend. You're wonderful. That's what I wrote.
Mac.
So you,
Thank you, so you
obviously, there's a lot of tension in this gaming world.
Energy.
Battle.net.
Yes. That's an understatement.
Excuse me. Okay.
Well, that was a little contrary, wasn't it?
Yes, a little bit. So, have you been at all introspective about this, Michael? Have you thought about perhaps changing your ways so as not to upset the proverbial apple cart?
Yes. I mean, last night I was pissed, to say the least.
Oh. Pissed at who?
Oscar. 100% okay. On Oscar.
Did you come into the game with a bad attitude, son?
Absolutely not.
Really? Why was your attitude great? Did you have a good day?
Yeah.
What happened? What was the best thing that happened?
Now you're being unfair.
Yeah, don't be a dick.
You're being a dick.
No,
just, I'm talking to you, Mac. I'm talking to Rob, who's said, you know,
you're trying to.
So hold on. Shut up for a second, Mac. Let me ask the question. So you came in, joined the game around 11:30. Is that accurate?
Yes, I got home from a midterm. Around 9, ate some dinner, and then came online.
All right, and
I
so
think it's great. He went to class.
You were ready to play.
I aced my midterm, so I was happy.
Yes, sir.
I like that. What was the midterm in?
Computer science.
Ah, that's your thing, man. That's good. I'm glad you did that. That's fantastic. So you come online, and then it sounded, at least according to Oscar, like things went south.
Yes. I remember there was... we were talking about the new update that came out 2 days ago in the game, and we were just talking about that with the other guys. Oscar was not interested in that conversation whatsoever.
Let me ask something as far as a guy that doesn't game that I think needs to be cleared up. Are you gaming and shooting while you're discussing the update?
Yes.
So the discussion is during the game can be sometimes just small talk and not telling people what to do. You're passing the time and using your people skills.
Yes.
Okay, good.
This game, I'm looking at this game right now.
You're looking at the game? So yeah. You come in and you're discussing the update. How important game. in your estimation, scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most important, how important is the update to this game? People need to be aware of it?
Oh, yeah. It's a big update.
Why? What makes it big?
They created a whole new game mode where you can have custom games, change all the settings. It's kind of nuanced, but it's in this game, it is big.
Okay.
It's a big change.
So it's important that you get the word out to all your fellow gamers about the update. They might not know about it.
Yeah. There's small updates that came along with it, and we were just going over everything. Talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Were you being sort of bossy about making sure everyone downloaded the update so that they could play at the same level as you?
Well, no, that's not an issue. Updates automatically.
Let me save this conversation. Mac.
Yeah, this is so in the weeds.
Do you ever notice or realize that every time someone says something, you have to either one-up them or question what they've said?
I know I do that, yes.
Okay.
Well, now that's good. Now
being aware.
See now you raise the bar for me. That's great. I like that. I like the fact that you do that.
Do you know that because I have pointed it out to you?
Oh, God, no. I've known it way before I even came on the show.
Okay, so what have you done since the time you've realized that you do this to really kind of mitigate that? Because as I used the example before the show... Of
Hold
70
on just
degrees.
A second, Oscar. Yes. I'm on the page right now, okay, for Blizzard Games, World of Warcraft, and download now. There we are.
There you go.
Downloading the World of Warcraft.
Nice. Good man.
Mac, when you became aware of the fact that you have this, and would you say it was fair to call it a personality flaw or a personality trait that you tend to one-up and be a contrarian? Did you also, when you became aware that you had it, were you aware that it was... something that was detrimental to you dealing with other people? Did you realize it was a bad thing? Okay. So you know that.
Nobody likes a smart ass, Mac. That's the way it goes.
I know.
So what do you think? What's the solution here? I'd like to resolve this.
Something I have done with other gaming communities and other games I play where there is a completely separate community. I tell them to call me out on it. I know I do it. Tell me I'm doing it and I will stop.
All right, I think you have to go a step further since you have accepted personal responsibility in both that community, other communities, and this World of Warcraft community.
Yes, communities, Mike.
It's really. Yeah. Yeah.
It takes a village.
Yeah, it takes a village. I think you got to police yourself. You got to work on it. It's too. That's the lazy way out by saying, here, please tell me. If you're going to fix this, you got to be, you know, you just have to pretend like you're trying to. You're not trying to impress your game players.
You're not doing any work.
You're trying to befriend your game.
Yes.
And support them and be kind and be fun instead of. And I think really, at least on the outside looking in, that this may be a result of taking this world a little too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take it for what it is, it's a diversion. It's just like anything that falls into the category of diversion. I have mocked myself over the years for being far too engaged in sports events, which really, at the end of the day, don't matter. A lot of people couldn't go back and remember the winners of the last five Super Bowls, okay? You know, and unless you're totally all in, it's diversions. It's diversions. At the end of the day, that's it. And the one that can break the bank is, of course, gambling.
Yes.
That's why you're sad when you lose. No, but you just don't take it too seriously, and you try to be more polite to people. It's simple. It's a simple formula.
Very
that's
easy.
What I would
it's
think.
It's called
right?
being human.
Yeah, do you remember what we discussed in the studio when I said, sometimes reply, yes, and?
Yeah, let me give you an example. Can I give you an example? Yeah.
Improv. Right. Yeah. Mac improv
like you're a real person.
Here it is. What it is like the example would be, did you see that I left you a message? And you said, no, I was watching it live. And not even a thank you.
Right.
Did you even give me a thank you? I don't remember. I didn't hear it. You did. You said thank you?
If I did not, thank you, Mike.
All right, well,
so not, it, that's not.
Well, now someone else is having a great day.
Just his tone, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just his tone.
Well, no, this is, we're going to help him with, this is something we can do every. We can do this every. Hey, look, I love the kid. I love having him.
I love him too.
He's made great strides.
This has been a thing that Oscar has been doing lately, is nitpicking every single thing that
now,
I.
Now, see, you're. This is not. See, this is now, Oscar. This is not what you want to do. This is not what you want to do. The spotlight is on you. So when you say nitpicking, first of all, there are two things at play here, all right? Oscar is legitimately concerned and upset about what happened last night. Otherwise, he wouldn't come in and say, first words out of his mouth, I broke up with Mac last night.
Yeah.
But Oscar also, you have to understand this, is going to, whenever, if anybody's engaged with anybody else in anything outside of the show, and it's okay to talk about it, we're all going to make it sound nasty and fun, and we're going to pick.
Yeah.
That's what we
yes.
do. That's our job when we do it in here. You try not to do it outside of here, but when we're in here, that's it.
And
know?
To be fair, nitpicking implies that he's picking on little things.
Let's
when, in fact, this is a huge issue.
Let's take a break. Let me wrap this up with you. Just
two
compose
seconds.
Yourself, Mac.
Three.
And it's your and by the way, we'll tell you
trying to save the kid.
It is Mac's birthday, so stay on the line. We're going to go into a second segment. What? Yes, happy birthday to you. That was snarky. That was snarky right there.
I'm putting you on hold, Mac. You hold on right there.
We're going to take a break.
Oh, boy.
You left me.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As
old
a result
age.
Of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Nice job, Ash.
This segment of the program brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is the total solution for health, fitness, and weight loss. Convenient access to over $6,000 worth of the most effective fitness and nutrition programs ever created from world-class trainers proven to deliver amazing results. Beachbody On Demand is the largest community of its kind. Now there's a community, people.
Yes.
It's dedicated to making all your fitness goals achievable. Proven programs from world-class trainers, all accessible on any web-enabled device. No DVDs to worry about. Use it wherever you go. You've heard of P90X. You've heard of Insanity, 21-Day Fix Extreme, T25, three-week yoga. What's the one that you did, Rob Spiewak?
If you are scared to start because you think this is going to be too advanced, they have something for everybody. I do Tai Chi, which is low impact, easy on my joints.
So fascinated by that.
It is so cool. It helps me with my stretching and my center of gravity and all that stuff. And really, it's all, I can do it anywhere.
You're in your 50s, you're in your 40s, and you want to get something that's going to get you flexibility,
yes,
which is so important. I think that's an amazing program. For nutrition, they've got a cooking show that's called Fixate. That
love
teaches
it.
You how to cook meals and healthy meals and delicious meals. Beachbody On Demand is a brand new service, but already they have almost 1 million members. TMOS listeners can claim a 30-day free membership. Try it out. Just text TMOS to 303030. Remember that. TMOS, text it to 303030 and get 30 days of full access to this platform and get it for free so you can see how much you like it. Again, text TMOS to 303030, Beachbody On Demand. I came into the show today fully expecting to share my demons
you
and my paranoia.
You actually planned the show.
I planned the show to talk about, you know, the New Orleans show, which we have roughly 100 tickets left.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's still not good enough. I will not rest. And I know it's like 7 months away, but I will not rest until
for the weary.
I want those tickets sold. And I'm not going to say that I'm going to raise the tickets like a month before the show.
You're not going to
do that? But I'm going to raise the tickets a month.
$600 tickets?
$600 per ticket. Right?
$600.
No, you know how I am. And it's a, when ticket I get, when we do a Vistaprint commercial and Rob doesn't have a business card, I get, it's like, hello, you know, I'm told, I look at the numbers that look really good and then I get paranoid. It's like, what do I have to do to make people notice? And I get paranoid and I get contrarian and I get all that crap and I start to melt down. But now,
but Oscar did not break up with you.
No, he did not. And the thing is, you know, I want to take care of Mac before I go on to my demons. I just said that.
Rob, you said something during the break. Could you please clarify?
Yeah, I want to be clear. When we say that Oscar, I'm sorry, when Mac says that he's nitpicking, he's not nitpicking. He's trying to help Mac. And that's really an all, everything aside, curtain fully back. We've all tried that since we've met Mac.
Well, wait a minute. Oscar, and nobody knows this more than Oscar. Oscar and I have had discussions about it. Oscar can motivate in different ways.
Yes.
And he and I have both have a tendency to motivate in a rather intense and harsh way.
This is true.
You can't be in this business for as long as we've been in the business without being harsh, and probably what Mac calls nitpicky is
this
Oscar
is kid
being,
gloves. Kid
being,
gloves.
Yeah,
being,
but
you know,
also
harsh.
You have to know. And if you've been with this podcast a while, you've seen Mac make great strides. And it started at a point when I forbid Pony from leaving me in a room with Mac at the same time. I had
that
a ground.
That was your baseline.
That was the baseline. And now Mac is, he's sociable and he can have a conversation and that's great. But what's
he
happened?
He gets the joke.
He does.
Do
he loves the
and
show.
And incidentally, when he, is he on the line?
Yes.
Is he on the line? Mac, when you say, you know I do that, that carry so much weight with me. I was talking about it the other. That's personal responsibility. That's the thing that they did with PricewaterhouseCooper
right.
when they screwed up the Oscars, where they came out and said, here's the guy that did it. It's our fault. We're sorry. That is, if more people, and by the way, if more people did that, I think we'd be in a better world. Right
but
now.
He's doing nothing to fix it. That's if DPWC kept doing it every year.
Okay.
That
so
is
that's
true.
Where we were. That's where we, because he's made some changes in here and he's doing, but Mac, when you're saying, I tell people to remind me, this is where it falls into the category of policing yourself.
And he also dodges responsibility, where he takes responsibility by owning the bad trait. That's
I know I'm
good.
Bad and I want people to remind me that I'm being bad.
Yeah.
Nope. It's on you, pal.
You got to watch
because,
it.
Because you
got
just it. Can't expect other people to do that for you. Does that make any sense?
It does. Yes.
All right, so you know, I mean, you know, it's like not lying to your parents and going to class. You know,
right.
it's the thing that we will always remember you right. for.
It's
that's the
putting
thing,
down the tablet,
yeah, and it's also down. Mac.
And you're doing that. Look, you're talking, you're bragging about how well you did with a midterm. That's incredible progress to me.
He said he aced it.
Remember, you called him out on his problem with telling the truth, right?
Right.
So he says he has a problem there. And look, at the root of this, when Mac and I talk about off-air, these are off-air conversations.
Right.
It is.
What are you doing to your water bottle, Tony? What
I didn't
move?
Like the bubbles.
Don't let him distract you.
I swear to God, I work in an institution. I work in a mental hospital.
One person's problems at a time.
That's right. Mr. Bloom, we don't have you scheduled till 10 a.m.
I work in a sanitarium. I swear to God, I'm surrounded by crazy people.
Can you isolate I don't like the bubbles?
Yes, I think.
Can you put that in your machine, please? Okay, Mac.
Yeah, let's go on with the discussion.
The reason the reason why I'm having these offline conversations with you, because you're getting to an age, what are you, 26 now?
Yes.
Okay, that you...
Today!
He wanted to say something contrarian. He was going to say something, actually, I've been 25 for 25 years, and then 26 for 60.
Can I interrupt you just a second here? Any big plans for your birthday, Mac?
Going to get lobster.
Remember, they go to Red Lobster.
They go to Red Lobster every year.
We said that. He's been with us long enough where we remembered his birthday last year. You're going to Red Lobster again, right? What will you get? Do you know? Have you thought about the menu?
Tome Maine.
Well, I always get the whole Maine lobster.
Oh, attaboy. Attaboy. Boy, you know, if we ever go north, if I ever get the boys to bite the bullet and come up north to... No, they're not. Okay. All right, anyway.
No, we're going up there.
No, Mike, we're going up, and when we do, we're going to ship him a lobster. Yeah.
I am here to tell you I would gladly bring him to Maine.
Oh, that's very sweet.
I would love him to come to Maine, because if he loves lobster, Mac, I will take you to...
He's going to embarrass you in front of your family.
I don't think he will. I think he'd be on his best behavior. He'd be quiet and shy, and I would introduce
him as my... What's Ted Kaczynski's kid doing here?
Exactly.
That's what Teddy's going to say.
Yeah, I believe that he and Teddy would get along famously.
All right, we might keep him away from my family.
You know, even
fully healthy people don't do well in that environment.
That is sort of AAA ball, isn't it?
You're playing in the bigs. If you sit in that living room, and I happen to have all my male cousins in the room at the same time, you know, that really... Oh, what's that sound? Oh, it's the sound of a meat grinder. There you go. Well, that's why I do what I do. You got to bring your A game.
You do.
You got to bring your A game, and you know, and it's like they go, "What's that? Ooh, that's some blood in the water. Let's go."
Get it.
Mac, at the root of this, you're becoming a man. I feel like you're my little brother. Jesus. I feel like we've propped you up. We've done everything we can. We've got you to a place where you are at a fork in the road, right? Where either we take responsibility and really continue to develop you as a professional, or we part ways, because in long and short of it, if you're not helping us, you're hindering us.
Yeah.
And the argument, I guess the conflict side in you that loves to argue, is slowing down the process and the machine that we have
really
here.
Pissed him off, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Really, really,
yeah, really.
So
yeah.
I want...
Starting to feel sorry for Mac right now.
Not me.
And when we sat here, this is multiple weeks now, and we'd say, hey, man, the yes and improv talk, something that no one wants to have with their teammates.
Right.
It's for your own good.
All right, let Mac respond. Let's let him respond. Then we have to take another break, and then we'll wrap it up again, because I'm sorry, but this is going longer than I expected.
Well, we need to solve it.
What say you, my friend?
I would say, Mike, you brought up the lying thing, right, and that has been the main personality flaw that I have been focusing on recently.
Having trouble with the truth, telling them, right.
Yeah. What's that?
Having trouble with the truth a little bit.
Yes, having trouble with the truth.
Right, I'm here. Go ahead.
Habitual lying. I have been getting much better at that, and I have put the perfectionist know-it-all trait to the wayside, and I need to start focusing on that now.
Okay. All right. That's fine. And you know what? And you know, don't let Mr. Santana scare you. You've got a home here. Okay. You've got a home
I've
here.
I've never said we can't be podcast buddies.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you said that.
We always have podcasting. Right. We just won't have Overwatch.
We are all a work in progress. We are all always trying to be better. We're always trying. You know, Pony
Amen.
It's his water Mike, bottle with bubbles.
This is what's wrong with millennials. We kid glove them. We don't tell them, hey, this is it, man. We got to work on this. And then we say,
me,
well,
or is my impression, it's difficult to tell millennials anything.
It is.
Is it not?
It is. And the other problem is that we've all worked so hard to bring Mac out of his shell, and now we're not sure we're
pleased.
Can't
put the ketchup back in the
bottle. That's right. Like the lobster. We want the meat back in the claw.
My greatest concern, my greatest concern is that as a society, we're all going to end up being like that. You know, I'm not, I worry about the ability to separate fact from fiction and for people to take personal responsibility. We're not in a world where that seems to be valued anymore.
Getting away from it certainly. Yeah.
Mac, right? We're also a resource. Look, all shtick aside, if you ever want to talk about how do I deal with this, much like we had the improv conversation of moving a conversation along with people,
right?
We're here for you, man. Like, we're here for you. But when you discount it as nitpicking, it's tough to double down on you.
Yeah.
Can I ask a favor? Yeah, go ahead, Mac. Go ahead.
I don't. What the conversations we had after sort of the past few weeks, that was not what I meant by nitpicking. That was constructive criticism that I took. Nitpicking was a separate issue. We don't have to go through that. But I did not consider that nitpicking.
Well, thank you for steering the conversation.
Master manipulator. Oscar,
yes.
I ask you this as
a friend
disinterested party, but a friend and colleague.
Yes.
Is there any chance at all with this horrible evening last night, this ruined evening,
that you would
refriend our intern, Mac? And I say this not because I'm concerned for the lad. I say this because I love the material. Is there a chance that he could get back into your good graces?
Mike,
maybe give him one more
after
chance.
After careful consideration, I give him 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
All right. Without
you got a 2 week. You got 2 weeks on probation. Getting back, will you? Will you dive back in, Mike?
I accept that fully. I would actually.
That's delightful, and that's a great birthday. And happy birthday to you.
Yes, happy birthday.
All right. I hope you get the biggest lobster in the world, and I hope that you have a fantastic
cheese
day.
Biscuits.
And
here.
And 2 more weeks, and then think about everything we said. Anything you'd like to say to wrap this up, Mac?
You, Rob.
You know, that's funny because deep down,
I love him.
Deep down, I'm really the only friend he has.
I love him. We will.
Someone so bright can be so stupid.
We will take a break and come back. And speaking of Rob, we'll talk about his wife.
Yes.
When we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. If you're a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show, I want to urge you to share all of your tech support questions with our man, Pony Boy Matt Bloom. Pony Boy, how can they contact you?
Well, you just email me at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
Why did you hesitate there?
I don't know.
Yep. Yeah, did some new quality promos yesterday.
He doesn't Welcome like back. The bubbles, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Distilled Jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. We love them. You're going to love them. Oscar's wearing them right now.
Look at those.
These are, how many pairs of Distilled Jeans do you have in your closet?
Three right now, Mike. Three.
Oh, three. And yep. You know why he's got three? Because he doesn't spend a fortune on them. He can get them because they are affordable. And you can skip them all and go to Distilled. That's DSTLD.com. They use the best luxury grade denim, but they eliminate the middleman. So you get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars, but they start. Hey, Carla, come on in here and take a look at Oscar's jeans.
Oh, this is about to get really, really awkward.
I want my wife to come in and those are Oscar's Distilled Jeans, and they're beautiful, aren't they?
Hey, nice, Oscar.
Hey now. What's going on?
That's awesome.
Look at this flexibility.
You know what? I really don't pose like that.
Right. Oh.
What are you doing with your leg?
Excuse me.
Carla, unless you didn't know, it's called the Delicate Dance of Seduction.
There it is. You get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars, but they start at just $75. Distilled Jeans, amazing. I love these jeans. They're fantastic. And listen, They take out the middleman. Distilled jeans look great forever, and they're guaranteed to fit, because if they don't, they'll send you a new pair until they fit perfectly. You'll look like $1 million for only $75. With quality like this, you will notice the difference right away. Plus, Distilled has outerwear, leather jackets, t-shirts, and more. Elevated style and quality without elevated prices. Just go to distilled.com/TMOS right now.
Now's a good time.
And get 10% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for 10% off right now. Five easy letters, DSTLD.com, distilled/TMOS. So, Carrie Spiewak, wife of Rob Spiewak.
For 20 years, Mike.
She has an ability to communicate. I've gotten texts from her that have confused me.
Yes.
She posts things that confuse.
Lyrics.
And the most recent
riddles.
Confusion. there. I don't even know. Riddle, you can attempt to figure it out.
Enigma? Enigmatic, yeah.
They're a little bit, I would use the simple word confusion.
Okay.
They're confusing. When
she's the Da Vinci Code of posters.
Now, as far as Carrie is concerned, I think she's hysterically funny. I really believe that.
Oh, me too.
She's one of the funniest women I know. I really do believe that she is a funny, funny lady. The thing is, though, Carrie can be confusing as far as her, you know, communication.
Well, I think she has got so much going on in that pretty little head of hers, Mike, that a lot of times she will launch into a story with me. And believe me, of all the people that can decode Carrie, I'm probably the best at it because right. we shared such a long history together. But sometimes.
And you're talking about decoding online, because offline, when you have a conversation with her, the only thing you bitch about, and we all talk about all the time, is that she can talk. She can talk.
But sometimes we'll be, say, watching TV at night, and she'll be, you know, on one end of the couch, I'll be on the other, and she'll say, hey. I'll say, yeah. I say, you know what I told him next? I said, told who next? And about what? Because she's been having a conversation in her head, and she thinks that I will be up to date with where she is. And so,
and on social media, if you do that, it's frustrating because people don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
So the post I'm talking about is I see the most expensive free tickets I ever got, and she didn't explain what
of course
she was
not, because
about.
There's a tremendous backstory.
She wants attention.
She does, and
she's clearly not getting enough of it at home.
Vague
she
booking,
wants
right?
it on the web.
Well, but by the way, the married couple together want that.
Yeah, I'm good at it.
Yeah, but you are the attention whore of all.
Of course I am.
Of the decade.
But you'll never complain that I'm a bad communicator on Facebook like she is.
No, I think you're an extraordinary communicator on Facebook.
But here's the deal, is that at Christmas time, and I'll make the backstory brief, but it all builds up to why these tickets ended up being the most expensive free tickets ever, which would have been great if she had been able to work this in.
Yes.
Christmas time, one of Robert's gifts were tickets to see the Washington Wizards, who, Mike, you remember as the Bullets, major league basketball
team
here in the
District
of Columbia.
So you got him tickets to go see the Wizards?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
And
that was his Christmas present?
One of his Christmas presents, and he went.
Great gift.
And while he was there, he entered for a sweepstakes for more free tickets, or a pair of free tickets. He won, and they texted him the code to get the tickets. Well,
that's awesome.
It was very, very cool. He was on cloud nine until he deleted the text. And he said, Dad,
that old bit.
I don't know what's going to happen. These tickets are, you know, and this is months away. He says, you know, they're going to be in February. And I deleted the text, so I guess I just can't go. I said, Robert, this is such an easy fix. Call the ticket office at the Wizards and
tell
have
them.
Tell
them you're 12 and you'll need your ticks.
And you need what's going on. He says, they're not going to do that. They're going to think I'm dumb because I deleted it. This, I said, do you want me to do it? He said, no, it's just dumb, and I don't want to do it. And he went off on a little
stopped
spin.
Away.
Well, okay, so he's shy, and he's
but
embarrassed.
But also, he's embarrassed. Yeah, and he's 13. He's every bit of
13, that's
14,
a big
deal. Forgive me.
I 14? Can totally,
14.
I can relate.
Oh, my God, that's so crazy. We're so old.
I know.
We are old. And the thing is that I understand how kids are. I mean, it's just like, you know, it starts, by the way, my son's age. Starts.
I
my
lost
daughter's
my Wizards tickets.
Go over and say that. Go, excuse me, sir. Have you found my Wizards tickets?
Dad, I wanted to remind you that it's Mac's birthday. So I think, you know what? I said, lesson learned. I'm not going to pursue it. If he flat out tells me not to pursue it for him, I'm not going to go through the hassle.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, I don't blame him.
He's got puberty to deal with.
So this weekend, Saturday, he says, guess what? So what? I said, got that Wizards game tomorrow. I said, what are you even talking about? Because it was not even in my head anymore. He says,
so you put it out of your mind, and then he brought it up like a week ago.
Well, the day before the game. And he said,
the day before the game. Okay, we're both relating to that.
Yeah, and then he says, you know what? I did what you said, and you're right. They did take care of it, and it wasn't bad.
Oh, he did it on his own.
And you know what?
Big thump, thump, thump.
I was proud of him. Because you know what? Although it took a month and a half, he took Dad's advice, and he grabbed the bull by the horn.
And
he got
never
it.
Bothered you about it, and he did it on his own. I love, as a parent, you love crap like that.
You do.
That,
but again, DGH, one day's notice. I've got stuff to do that night. The Oscars, I was going to have to be at home to make sure that we had the coverage and the tape. And also, Julia had a library event, I think.
Sunday night game.
Yeah. And then Carrie had...
Hey, Wizards, want to know why you do so well in DC?
Hey, Sunday at 5.
Sunday.
That's not bad.
The dinner time game.
That's a suck ass time for a sporting event. 5 o'clock game. It's not football for Christ.
But if you live in the city, it's something you get over with in like 3 hours.
Yeah. You know what a great game is? A 1 o'clock or a 3 o'clock game.
That's the NFL.
Better. A Sunday matinee. That's a good time.
But Carrie also had a job that day, so I said, you know,
but at least it's not night. It's not a night
not
game.
Sunday
so
night.
It's okay.
And I said, son, I'm very proud of you, but you know, we're gonna have to look into how we're gonna do this. Do you want me to go or you want mom to go? He says, well, all things equal, I like going to hockey games with you, Dad, but mom is more fun at a basketball game. And so Carrie's looped in, and Carrie says, you know what, I'll call out of work. And so we miss out on a little money there. That's the first expense to the
free
ticket.
Why is Oscar raising his hand?
Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, remember, God rest his soul, and I don't like talking about your family members because I really don't know them, but I feel like I know a little bit about them because you've shared so many wonderful stories with them.
Yes.
Do you remember when your pops would come to you and say, son, I have tickets for the Red Sox. Do you want me to take you or do you want mom to take you?
Do you remember that story, Mike?
I think I understand.
It's a different generation.
Yeah, it is.
I think I understand his point.
Hey, do you remember?
But I will also say, can I say this? My mom, God rest her soul, because of my dad's schedule, I know there were at least two instances where my mom and I rolled up during the summer to see a Red Sox game.
Yeah, really?
And my dad couldn't go.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
Dad was busy.
Yeah, Dad was busy. He's on another business trip.
I'm not sure why Oscar is taking it this direction, but I hope he's having a good time with it, and I think that's wonderful.
Well, what happened?
Okay, so Carrie calls out of work, so we missed the money on that. She hops in her car. She drives him into the game. Have to pay for parking, have to pay for gas, of course, for these free tickets. And
okay,
I get a text
let me tell
from
you,
her.
Let me jump in right here.
Right?
I'm with her, and I'm with you. I think if you get the freebie,
yeah,
if you're the type of person that's going to participate in a raffle and you want to go to the game, then I think at least as far as the parking and that and maybe even a slight allowance for concessions, they ought to
well, when
that
you
in
saw
too.
When you saw where these seats were, as I said on her Facebook page, I said if you were three rows further away, you'd be at the Capitol Center because they were up in those seats that you need a seatbelt for because of the natural curvature of the building.
The game is in D.C. The seats are actually in Baltimore. There
but she she texts me at about a little after 5. She left nice and early with Robert, and I said, you get there okay? She said, yeah, got to see the team come in despite a major setback on the ride in. I said, what? She said, well, one wrong turn, and she got a ticket for going 81 in a 55.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Which is...
That's the expensive
26
part.
Miles an hour over the speed limit with
that's
a gentleman
reckless.
From Fairfax County who was not a kind man.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
County or state?
County. And it will be a...
my friends are retiring.
I know. That's why we need to talk.
Time's
quick.
Ticking.
Time's a fleeting. Oh, and the problem is that it has a mandatory court appearance attached to it.
Yeah, and she's got a lawyer
points.
Up,
too. Yeah. Court.
Points and all that good stuff. And I said, are you... were you worried? And she says, well, it kind of sucked. I said, how did the boy handle it? Because I thought, wow, you know, that's got to be kind of scary with the siren and the being pulled over. He said, oh, he was remarkably calm. He remembered the last time you got pulled over. He said it wasn't so bad.
Oh, my God.
So that was the most expensive, and that's what she was referring to. I don't know why she was so vague about it. But, right. Yeah, it was gas, missed work, parking, and a reckless driving ticket and an appearance in court.
But the reckless driving, huge.
Doesn't that all come down to, and this is, again, why I'm going to be the worst parent ever.
Right.
When your son comes to you and says a day before game time, hey, I've got ticks. Who's going to take me? That's when you teach him a lesson. Look, son.
But you see, Oscar, here's why. No, this is where you're wrong. Because the win was the fact that he took care of a situation with no prompting.
And not, but he didn't. He did not communicate that to the right authorities.
And Rob, also, you know,
too many arguments today. Probably this is one you just don't want to fight.
Yeah. I mean, well,
really, just take solace in the fact that he's going to be 98 years old and he's going to die alone. just to realize that.
Oh, and also the other thing, Carrie's as she has a banner week. We're finally getting my car fixed this week, and right. I've been driving this car with the messed up front bumper since Christmas. Mm-hmm. Carrie drove it one day on the way to the repair shop to get the bumper fixed. Got pulled over for not having a license plate.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They're going to have a picture of her up at the police station.
Well, Spiewax, you're going to be living in a teepee in a year. What's
I know.
Going on?
Come visit.
We'll take a break, and we will come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's time to download the TMOS app. It's the easiest way to have access to all your favorite shows and characters on More Broadcasting, like Oscar Santana.
We don't need no stinking podcast. Oh, no.
Rob Spiewak.
No, God, Brian, dang, Roman. The show is a...
The man himself, Mike O'Mara.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
How about Todd Moore?
Little bastard shot me in the ass.
Tony Perkins.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And let's not forget Gary Stein.
It is my privilege to extend to you a laurel. And hearty handshake.
So why haven't you downloaded the TMOS app yet? You do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Let me tell you something. There is nothing like Amazon. It's the best online shopping. It'll take the bubbles out of your water. Amazon.com has you covered. They've got snow shovels, umbrellas, mittens. Or if it gets warm, they've got sundresses. They've also got sunscreen. They've got insecticide when the bugs come out, when it gets false warm.
You know what I bought yesterday? Yesterday I bought a license plate frame because I'm going to have a bumper to put my license plate on. And I needed one.
And with the weather you get in Washington, D.C., you know, you can buy a parka and a short sleeve T-shirt. It's great. It's fantastic. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support TMOS. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Shop Amazon through TMOS. Be part of the solution, not a part of the problem. And thank you, friends.
News.
All right. You know, sometimes I'm good. Sometimes I nail it. Sometimes I get it right.
Yeah.
We were doing our review of the Oscars yesterday, and I mentioned that the bit where Jimmy Kimmel brings the people in
right.
from the street on the little bus, I said that the bit would have been great, but the guy that was the lead dude was a bit of an a-hole.
Right.
He didn't seem quite
Gary
right.
from Chicago?
Gary from Chicago and his fiancée Vicky stole the show when Jimmy Kimmel brought their Hollywood tour group into the Oscars, but as it turns out, he's a convicted felon.
Oh, Gary.
And he has just served 20
Bone.
Years in prison.
Yeah, it's the Ken Bone theory.
It's the Ken Bone effect, Mike.
That's right.
Bone
Apparently,
effect.
You know, you get that national spotlight, it burns hot, doesn't it? The
yeah.
tourists really were just randomly picked up that day because just 2 days before, he was still behind bars 2 days ago.
Wow, whose two bucket list is that when you are 2 days out of jail, you right. have you say, you know what I'm doing today?
I'm
getting
going
on a tour bus.
Tour.
Yes, right. right. I'm going to see Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Gary's full name is Gary Allen Coe. Oh, not to be confusing. Well, I was drunk.
Yeah, I was going to say, singer, right?
Gary Allen Coe, he served 20 years for stealing perfume. The harsh sentence is because...
That's brutal.
By 20 years. Well, it was his third strike. He'd been convicted of grand theft exceeding $400 a few years before the perfume, and he also had a prior from 75 for attempted rape. So he's an older guy.
Yeah.
That's a serious deal. He was a teenager at the time. It required him to register as a sex offender, but for whatever reason, he wasn't sentenced in that case. Gary's being upfront about his past. He says, quote, "If you don't give up on yourself, anything can happen. People let public opinion crush them, but I served my time. I'm a changed man."
He that's served right his attitude. Time.
It's there the right mean. Attitude. He that's paid right. his yeah. bill.
And it's I mean, pretty embarrassing. Fine. You get put away for 20 for perfume.
Yeah, Chanel number 5. I
mean, three strikes, you're out. That's a tough little deal. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to show up to prison smelling like that.
And the true crime was the fact that he was on national television in basketball shorts and a sweatshirt.
Exactly. Yeah. And on a related note, Faye Dunaway has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. No, I'm kidding.
Guilty of being hot.
Sad news here. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have ceased having premarital relations.
Oh no.
They dated for about a year. And
she probably
they
needs rest.
They were even at the Vanity Fair Oscar party on Sunday, but a source says they mostly hung out with their own friends. Quote, Katy didn't spend much time with Orlando. They got together for a photo, but that was about it. So she's on to another.
That's
dude.
A shame.
She's
they could breed really, really small children.
Yeah.
Tiny.
They'd be cute.
Only part of them. Remember that one when he's boarding naked?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Just like Bieber. Lisa Kudrow was on the Today Show, and she got into a giddy conversation about Friends with Savannah Guthrie, who's back, thank God.
Mike, more great journalism.
Thank God, yes. Savannah begged Lisa to reunite with the cast. Lisa said they did get together. Quote, this is what she says, "We have convened privately for dinner. It was really fun. We had such a good time. It was hilarious. We were laughing nonstop." She didn't say when it happened, so it could have been a long time ago. Nobody knows. 3 years ago, Courtney Cox said, quote, "I've been trying to put a cast dinner together for 10 years. It doesn't happen," but apparently it did happen, but no word on whether there'd be a Friends reunion, and who knows.
Today Show was on when I came in the studio today, and did you happen to see Jimmy Fallon on the Today Show this morning?
I did not have the
incredible
pleasure.
He looks like, and I guess maybe there's better lighting, better makeup on his show. He is puffy and gray, and he really looks like he might have had a night last night. And then they went to Carson Daly, and he looks like he's eating a blimp.
Carson Daly looks like he's had something done. I said that to Carla the other day. Yes.
Yeah.
Carson Daly looked like maybe
like different.
He took a ride on the Botox train. I'm not sure, but he had the forehead too smooth. And
how dare he look young?
I think they, if they get tweaked and you notice it, I want to know.
But I think Jimmy Fallon looked like if you were in studio with him, he might have reeked of olives.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's he's got that reputation.
He does.
Toast. I'm a big toast eater. I like my toast. I enjoy toast. I shouldn't eat as much toast as I do.
Here's to you.
Yes, thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Toast is about as normal and basic a food as it gets, but do you eat it like a normal basic person, or do you get nice and weird with your toast? Here are the results from a new BuzzFeed survey. I like BuzzFeed. I'll give them props because I use a lot of their material. This is the way the average person eats toast. 84% like it moderately toasted. Mm-hmm. That's me. 9% like it very lightly toasted, and 7% like it blackened, like Jim Nance likes his toast.
That's right. I forgot he likes burnt toast.
How do you take your toast?
I take it sort of a café au lait color, dark, leaning towards dark. You know, I'm a toast snob. We have a toaster oven and a pop-up toaster in our kitchen.
I like the Carl and I have argued about getting a pop-up toaster. Only recently did she allow me to go out and get one because I like the
better
toast.
Better toast.
How do you like your toast, Oscar?
When it has an image of the Virgin Mary bleeding on it, Mike. That's my favorite.
That's pretty damn
you know solid. Good night.
With the story. There's a long story. I'm not even reading the rest of it after that. That's good. I like that. That is fun. The Virgin Mary. It's a whole Latin thing, too. That worked.
Yeah.
WalletHub.com ranked the 116 biggest cities in the country on how hardworking they are, using factors like the labor force participation rate, the average hours per week people work, commute times, people with multiple jobs, and volunteer hours. And the hardest working city in America, I don't think there's a chance you will get it.
I think I know it.
Really?
I think I do, yeah. Herndon, Virginia. That is home of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
No, that's absolutely. And by the way, I saw Jimmy posted his sandwich board out in front of the restaurant with his Fat Tuesday specials. God, did I want somebody to fly me to Herndon
Great.
Have some of that. Oh, Jimmy did Fat Tuesday. For a place that's not in New Orleans, he hit it out of the park. I bet the food was fantastic.
I can't believe that Costco sold him a king cake.
You and your wife. You and your wife busting his balls.
He loves it.
The hardest working city in America is Anchorage, Alaska.
Huh. Whoa. Really?
Is it daylight hours?
Anchorage, Alaska. That's it. That's where they work their asses off up there. Here are the other top 10. Plano, Texas. Cheyenne, Wyoming. Virginia Beach, Virginia. Irving, Texas. Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah.
San Francisco. Corpus Christi, Texas. Washington, D.C.
That's about the commute time.
Yes.
And, yeah, that's the commute time. And Sioux Falls, South Dakota. On the other end of the scale, here are the 10 slacker cities.
Ah, slacker.
Detroit, San Bernardino, Providence, Buffalo, Columbia, South Carolina, Tucson, Arizona, Cleveland, Fresno.
Hey.
Fresno. And Toledo, Ohio. However, the laziest city in America.
Yeah.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever worried about being really lazy?
Oh, Vermont.
Burlington, Vermont.
Hey.
The laziest city in America, ladies and gentlemen.
My wife baked a lazy pie.
You know, Fish used to play here.
I don't need to call him. Anyway, and now a little something, something. I ain't doing it. A guy in Scottsdale, Arizona woke up on Saturday night to super loud exploding sounds, and he thought it was fireworks. Then he felt some extreme pain, looked up, and realized it wasn't fireworks. It was his 53-year-old girlfriend, Della Flores, shooting him. She shot him three times in the groin.
Mm.
She shot him once in the neck, once in the torso, and once in the thigh. Somehow, miraculously, he survived and was rushed to the hospital. Della told the cops that she shot him because she believed he was cheating on her.
Oh.
She was arrested for attempted murder and aggravated assault. Unlucky in love and unlucky at murder. When you shoot somebody point blank six times and they don't die. Della. There you go. Yeah. Can you imagine that? Point blank. She shot him six times and he lived.
Mike, murder.
Yes, Della. You lost again, Della. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with you. Did you go out and harvest some little sounds for us?
Mike, with the early springtime, the sound trees are blooming.
Oh, man. Bust my tapped bubbles. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault. Rob Stewart, right here.
Everybody, it's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer, with a reminder to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station. Fun, fun, fun. I love to say the F word. Don't forget the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye.
Yeah, there she is. Thanks. Thanks, honey.
Loved having her in session.
Oh, man, she's doing some planting today. She's outside.
I bet.
She's right outside the window.
Oh, she
actually
here?
Putting in some, I don't know what the flowers are called, but
man,
that is a giant ass. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages. Oh, man, some women can really wear denim. If you don't subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show, you don't know what you're missing. Those are not distilled jeans that Jennifer's wearing.
Is she wearing those cut-off overalls?
No, she's actually wearing long jeans and a flannel shirt. I don't know. It's warm here, so she's
I can
sweating.
See what she's planning, Mike. Those are Sweet Williams.
Is that what they are?
Yes.
She loves wearing those gardening gloves.
Sure.
We never know where we're going or where we'll end up. That's the fun of the bonus show. Be a part of the fun. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all of our 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So buy it, give it, renew it, do it for us, do it for you, do it for fun. The future of the show depends on it. The TMOS bonus package. Delightful content for the most discriminating TMOS listener. Treat yourself. You've earned it. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, the first day of March, everybody. St. Patrick's Day, man.
Hey, you know what that means? That when Matt gets off his probation? His probation will be the Ides of March.
The Ides of March. Ooh.
Yeah, March 15th.
Yeah. Boy, there's a fact I didn't need.
Think about that, and then you still won't care.
Isn't that something?
But now that we're talking about Mac, I had no idea we were going to do those segments with him today, and our first tape actually applies. This is internet etiquette.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And it's important you know this to be polite, but it's also important you should know this tape comes from the early 1990s.
Yes. Okay.
So I think that some of the stuff still holds up. A look back on a Throwback Wednesday. Internet etiquette.
Every community has its own standards of behavior and manners, and the internet is no different.
Right.
The first thing you should remember is that communicating by computer has its own limitations. For example, messages written in all caps are taken as though you're shouting.
That seems awfully rude. And speaking of rude, there's flaming.
Yes.
Flaming. Unusually pointless and excessive outrage in electronic mail has become so common that it's now got its own name, flaming.
My recommendation is that even if you get a really offensive message and you just have to reply, don't. In 20 years of using electronic mail, I have never regretted not sending an angry
message.
I love it. In the 90s.
So, Mike, no flaming, no all caps, and really, really, be careful with electronic mail.
Yeah, all caps. I can't control myself.
Is my probation up yet? On the Tonight Show last night, they had Alicia Keys. She is so wickedly talented. I don't normally play these bad put-up, I'm going to do impression songs that they do, those bits they make. They look like they're like improvisationally singing.
Still doing the no makeup thing?
She looked like she had some makeup
she
on last night.
She looks better this season.
But she looks great. But Mike, I think you'll appreciate this. Her
beautiful
challenge.
Beautiful woman. I'd like to see her.
Yeah.
This is her challenge last night. I thought this was great. Sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star like Janis Joplin.
She's so talented.
Great, huh?
That's fantastic. Oh, wow. You're like a diamond. Wow. I mean, it's so completely unexpected.
Yeah, that's the thing about it is that I did not expect to hear that coming out of her face.
Oh,
I just thought it was great. I don't know. I don't often give a
what
nod
was that,
to the
Kimmel?
Fallon show.
Was that,
no, that was on Fallon.
Fallon.
Yeah.
Oh, Fallon is so lucky to get those kind of performances.
Unlucky, though, is Drew Carey. Do you know he's been hosting The Price is Right for almost 10 years now?
Oh,
that's how long.
I will tell you, look, I look in on that because I love The Price is
Right. Great show.
That is still the ultimate downgrade. I'm sorry.
Yep, you're
he
right.
He is terrible at hosting that. Terrible at hosting that show. I mean, Steve Harvey was put on this earth to host Family Feud.
Right.
You look at Steve Harvey and you say, oh my God.
That's the guy that should have been doing it that entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drew Carey, it's still like he doesn't want to be there. I
and
mean,
also,
I know
it's
style,
he can't.
But,
my problem with him, he can't explain the games well.
No,
and
too skinny.
Bob could.
Yeah.
And Bob Barker is still so associated with The Price is Right. This happened this late last week, I believe. A contestant calls Drew Bob, even though Bob Barker hasn't been on the show since 2008.
Stephen, you're first.
$850.
Grace.
$2,000, Bob.
$2,000, Bob. Sharon.
$1,200.
All right, stop it right there.
$1,200.
Yeah. Stop it right there. Okay. And he's going to have a funny line, I'm
right,
sure.
Right.
Right. After you have the funny line right there.
Exactly.
Before you go to the next guy.
Yeah. But Drew, you're fat and happy, brother. Yeah. And I know you lost a ton of weight, but I shouldn't say fat and happy. But man, come on, man. You were stand up. You were a great stand up.
One of the best. One of the best. Yep. All right. So here's his comeback.
100, Christian.
851.
851. I've been doing the show almost 10 years.
I'm so sorry.
Carey, Drew Carey. Nice to meet you.
True.
Oh,
cheese.
Is that
what
it?
That's it. That was his
yeah,
comeback.
What about that's an honor? Yeah, something that makes you human.
Yeah. Be a nice change.
Or do I look like a 98-year-old man to you? Yes. That would be funny. You know,
something.
I
what if he said, "I don't bang the beauties"?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Especially the guy with the abs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they got males. They have male men on there now that are really hot.
Terrific.
That's modern. All right, let's close with this, Mike. I know you like I know so many people love party novelty favors.
Oh,
that's what drives you, right?
Count on it.
You go to Party City and you buy all the things, but your favorite.
You bet.
I've known this. Your favorite has always been the thing that you blow out and it uncurls and makes a buzzer sound, like a tweeting sound, right? Yes. Okay. Yeah. What happens?
Yeah, it's a noisemaker.
A noisemaker. What happens if you were to take about 20 of them and jam them into the exhaust pipe of an automobile and then start the car?
Fun?
Yeah, it's fun. It sounds like this. That's why you love novelty noisemakers. You want it one more time?
Yeah, one more
time. I could hear that one more time.
All right. I like the way it's a windy day when they're
recording. It is, yes.
Yeah, might be Chicago.
Fun.
Not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. That is your magic audio book. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
And remember, if your car makes that sound and you don't have silly noisemakers in the exhaust, take it to the shop. Thank you. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag, it's tomorrow. Get it to Rob around 2 a.m. today.
That'd be great.
That's Rob with two B's at Mike O'Mara Show. And send Rob some goddamn Vistaprint cards.
Yeah. Please do. P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007.
Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS. We appreciate the support for Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bubbles Bloom. This is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Tap that bottle, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hey, Mac, happy birthday.
Ciao, ciao.
Stigmata toast.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.